Beep, beep.
I must now stop cursing.
I lied and was not... I was not nearly as prepared as I said.
Oh, Ray is a liar.
Should we delete this?
No. I got it clicked in time. I just had to, like, rush back to that window.
I am totally ready. I failed completely.
No, I nearly failed completely.
Skin of your teeth. That's Ooh, okay.
Hot mic. Is he really loud?
Oh, who, me?
No, me.
Oh.
My Audacity. Sorry, then let the blue show bars started, are very I'm, large.
I could very easily calm back down. Ayo, my frustration comes in bursts.
Me say day-o. Daylight come and me one go home. That looks better. Anything else to discuss before we open channel? We got Superhero Showdown. We got the sitcom bracket, so 3 versus 14s.
No, but I feel better now. And I feel like if we do incorporate any mention of the updates in the show, I will have constructive, positive things to say.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are, Craig.
Oh, we got to let people in first.
Yep. I need to open the channel, sorry. Of course, you guys could open the channel. Anybody
could. We could.
I don't know how to do that. I'm sorry. Ooh, that was fast. That was... Super Saiyan speed. Again.
Vita, Vita, Vegema.
Oh. It's still Vegeta. Oh, what? Yeah. It's never the it's not even hard to read. So you're crazy, like, pretending to not be able to pronounce it. Doesn't work as well as I want it to. Ooh, it's cringe. I like that guy.
I do want to point out, Vegeta, that there is no reward for being first multiple weeks in a row, but you have succeeded.
Maybe we can make little badges in Discord or something. Can you
badges? Ooh. You don't need no stinking badges.
You wore little virtual badges?
People love that sort of thing. Actually, I love that sort of thing. When we ran a forum for a Battlefield Alliance, and you could, like, we would give ourselves rewards that were not in-game, you know, rewards for, like, being online the most or most comments or whatever. I don't know. It was like achievements. It was
so you get
fun.
A reward for having no life. That's nice.
Yeah. Most of the people playing didn't have a life anyway, so...
That's
you know.
Probably true.
Right! You might as well get some acclaim out of it.
Exactly.
Bad boys for life.
Do it, Doug.
Man, I feel like I can't start the show until Ray's brother shows up.
He's an old man. It takes him a while to get here.
He is older than Ray. I mean, that makes him pretty old.
Well, I'm only going off the fact that it's in his name. I have no...
I'm the oldest of the three of us, and he is 9 years older than me, so...
Oh, there's 9 years?! Oh, I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah.
Wow. He is old.
I don't think he likes it too much when I say that I feel old.
So you're saying 9 is big, huh?
Wrong show. Please, start. It's our only
start
hope.
Start the game already. All right, here we go.
Exactly.
All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 220, 221, whatever it takes, installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, you can call me Wooly. We got KS72, that's Ray. We got SneakyBeat 15, that's Ian. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
That was a worthwhile reference.
All right.
It really was.
It really was. And not only did it make me chuckle, but then it made me think about that. Hey, I got an idea for a film. It's funny. Because he's a man who stays home. He cares for his family. It's hilarious.
No, that's Mr. Mom. Mr. Mom, there. That's a good show.
Oh, the 80s. I miss you.
Hey, there's nothing higher comedy than holding a baby over a hand dryer to dry its butt. That is high comedy.
They did. I mean, they got a whole franchise out of that. It's three men and a baby. Men don't know what to do with a baby. It's hilarious.
But you have to do it in the voice, right? You know, when three men are left at home with a baby, what could happen next?
In a world.
That's right.
Wackety schmackety do.
In an upside down curvy turvy world where the wife is the breadwinner, what could happen when they have a baby? How could this moron possibly feed it and keep it alive?
Ian is not at all a hostile stay-at-home father.
No. No. I don't have any feelings about this subject.
All right, moving on. This is the week of December 11th to the 18th of the 2019s. Almost out of the 2019s. Ma'am. All right, your Deadpool dailies. Today was a Blue Doom. Thursday, Blue Mystique. Friday, Red Hulk. Saturday, the Blue Falcon. Sunday, Blue Psylocke. Monday, Green Beast.
You see who's on Tuesday? Is that Lady Bullseye?
Tuesday is Black Bullseye.
Bullsette?
And Wednesday is a Red Cap and his pet Hanky Punk.
Oh.
Man, you and you're hating my typing.
Sorry, Bullsette. I was like, woo. New three star. I'm on board.
That's for the villain side, because you can't just call the woman Hawkeye on the woman side. She can't also be Bullseye. Like Hawkeye is Hawkeye. So it's Bullsette.
Okay.
Man, shut up. I just can't type. Over the 5-day 4-star craze.
Oh, no.
of the Titans. Speaking of completely, I'm going to derail this right away. Ian, I know you're not watching Flash in those shows.
Right, but I hear they're doing Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, and there's an episode featuring not only John Constantine, but also Lucifer. And I'm super excited about it.
How?
Love me some Lucifer.
Same actor?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
The Fox guy doing Lucifer?
You got it.
Morningstar on? Yep. Oh, you've won me over.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm back out. Right. I'm sorry. Okay. I will watch one episode, however, out of context and hope I understand.
All right. Last time we spoke on the 4th, it was X-23. Ian, did you join that one?
Yes, absolutely did.
Nice.
Yeah. She's a killing machine.
She's kind of by design, really.
Yeah.
However, this next one was not a killing machine. Because on the 9th, it was Mysterio trying his hardest not to do anything to Spider-Man. How'd that go for you? Because, boy, that was infuriating.
I fired off a lot of powers, but none of them seemed to do anything.
You're right. I'm like, ah, all this stuff and things. And now he's stunned for like one turn. Well, I guess that's nice.
Right. That's the one power I do have. If I have enough blue, sometimes he gets stunned for a couple seconds. And I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe I can grind it out and totally defeat him. He's only 3-star Spider-Man. So, because, I have him at 100 that I believe I have my Mysterio at and level 70. But I was like, maybe I can do it. Maybe I could. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll throw some levels at him and it'll really turn out well for me. And let me tell you, he put out one projectile and I was dead in the water.
I was like,
I can't make 9,000 matches in a row. That's just not gonna work. I'm out.
It was painful. That Mysterio, he is not good.
I did win it on the first try though. Like,
oh,
I
no, it took
it
me
out.
3 or 4 tries because I was like, I can't do anything.
I just can't get over.
Suck it. It's right there. I just can't get left. Big Ben, Parliament.
Look, kids, Mysterio. Uncle Ben.
All right. And something that hopefully will be better. Coming up number next on the 14th is Spider-Ham. I like him.
Yeah. Yep. I don't have him at a real viable level, but I don't think you need him at a viable level to be successful.
I don't know. Mine's level 94. I'm probably going to have to spend some ISO on him, but...
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Really? I feel like we've already been down this road, and it was a win.
Has he done this before?
Yeah. We had a Spider-Ham, then someone else, and then Spider-Ham. I dreamt that. Someone who is a player of this game will let me know if I'm right or wrong eventually. But in the meantime, you could throw a little ISO in him, but I feel like with just the absolute minimal covers... You know, when maybe it was designed that way because he's a special character. Yeah. Thanks, Samurai.
Huh, apparently he fights himself.
Right. At 201.
Interesting.
I touch myself.
I don't have no recollection whatsoever. Know.
That does sound familiar.
I won't fight anybody else. When I'm Spider-Ham, I fight myself. Oh.
Oh.
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, no problem. I was happy that a Craig supercut came back.
All right, your Storyland. We got Honor Among Thieves is wrapping up. That'll get you 3 Punishers, your 2099 Spider-Man. Top folks are getting Android Jim and Falcon. We've got this new thing going on, kids. It's got a Globetrotting event this year for the holidays.
Yeah.
Where each day you are playing a little snow globe kind of event. And the rewards for that are basically boiled down to when you're all said and finished, you're going to get a Fury, you're going to get a Mysterio, and you're going to get a slew of Spider-Ham shards. So that's nice. Yeah. I like new events.
Yeah.
I would like to eventually get him champed, so sure.
Yeah. Plus, I like anything that's a you know, a one a day. That's just my speed.
That's true. Coming up, next, however, is the item where I hate my lines every season. It's Civil War. But I think we can all be on board this time.
Okay.
On the Captain side, you get Android Jim and Cloak and Dagger. However, on the Iron Man side, you get Carol and Captain Hammer. Everybody wants more Captain Hammer, right?
I don't know. I feel like they want more Android Jim. Doesn't everybody have Captain Hammer champ by now?
Oh my god, no, I don't.
I don't think everybody does, no.
Yeah, just you?
I do. He was a high priority when I read his powers. To me, it would make sense. I doubt a lot of our alliance has him jammed.
Yeah, I'm going to vote to fight on the Iron, you know, kill Iron Man, but...
However, wait. Now, if I remember our alliance correctly, we're going to get all except for one legendary on one side, so...
That's the hope.
So which one is the easier boss to fight? Whichever one where I don't fight boss Iron Man, that's the side I want to pick. That's the only thing I'm interested in. When his party protocol, or We Are Legion, or whatever it is, kicks in, and I have to punch my way through a bunch of dumb Iron Mans to get to the one that I need to kill, and I can't target the one that I want to kill, I'm out. That's not a boss fight for me. That's a node fight for me.
So there you go, Craig. You can play me in.
I always do.
But, I mean, we have to fight both, so, you know.
Yeah.
Right, so don't you want to fight the lower level Iron Man boss as opposed to the higher level Iron Man boss later? So if you start out by killing Iron Man, it'll be easier than killing all those fake Iron Men later.
Yeah, but look, there's a picture. Sluggo made a picture. And Vegeta was like, well, you should try harder. And I was like, no dice. Sluggo made a picture. Hooray for Sluggo.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You want to kill, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
just
fine.
Just whatever you guys end up whatever.
Doing. Yeah, just fill the whole thing. Right. Just win.
All right, just win, baby. Winning. All right, coming up after that is Thick as Thieves. That'll get you three Spideys and another Captain Hammer. So there's even a bonus Captain Hammer. How about that? Top folks are going to get Rogue and Torch. PvP land, you got Balance of Power is running. That'll get you Doc Ock, Baby Groot, Rai, and Scott. Followed up by Naughty or Nice. Again, Doc Ock, Baby Groot, Rogue, and Gamora. That's brought up by Reunions, which I think is new. Where you get Gamora and Rogue, and top folk are getting Patches and Spider-Hams. And then you'll have Poor Sign of Interest, Patches, Spider-Ham, and then Blade and Nico. So there you go. Let's get to all these showdown things. Well, I didn't put any news in the news section.
No, you didn't. I was going to right. Comment about that.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we're all good.
I got 9 5-star covers. I was pretty stoked.
I hear it, and I am glad for you. Do you guys have time for me to soapbox it for just a minute?
Haven't got time for the
just
pain.
A minute? Sure.
Well, maybe like three.
Start the countdown timer.
Sounds like a trap.
That's fine. I'll keep it short.
Rooney. You only get that last minute and a half before.
That's fine.
Before 8 o'clock.
That's all I need. What I wanted to discuss with the community is the principle of reciprocity and how we treat others and expect to be treated ourselves. Because as I have been open, I don't know any of the math behind the change. I have seen some charts. They were very numbery and had a lot of colors that I didn't like looking at. So I glazed over most of them. When I opened my reward bundle, I got, you know, a handful of shards for a handful of characters and just continued on with my day as though nothing had happened. Now, when I did make my way to the forums, the only disappointing thing was the volume of posts combined with the tone of those posts was probably the most disappointing part of the change. I know it's hard to kind of grasp, and I realize that there's a lot of frustration. Whether it's justified or not is not for me to decide. The development team and the production team have spent many, many months and countless hours working on this. And they have families and lives and other interests outside of this game and outside of this community. and to instantly be met with hundreds upon hundreds of the most hateful, venomous, inappropriate levels of comments in the forum over what, nothing, because nothing would qualify that level of hate. The correct answer is, hey, you guys said A, we received B, this is why we're disappointed. If I'm not, now again, unless I'm ignorant of something, it's been less than 48 hours since this is implemented. The fact that you are now outraged that in those 48 short hours that they have not instantly met every outrageous demand or completely reasonable demand that you have made is also inappropriate. I feel like they have been very open to feedback, both positive and negative, in the past, and will work hard to make changes that will satisfy the largest number of people so that no one feels too aggrieved by this change. And I feel like that's natural. Change is not fun. You know, I'm probably 5 years into this game. I have seen many changes. All of them have been met with the exact same response that this one is being met with. Absolute Armageddon. Absolute apocalyptic end of times.
Armageddon.
And I feel like everybody has come through it. Hopefully not too worse for the wear. All I'm saying is consider that the people who make this game are also human beings and will do their best to work with you. When I hear things in the forum, even like to their responses, they're like, well, we've been screaming at the devs all day and how dare they say something rude back to us? Oh my goodness. It's like Electronic Arts over here. It's nothing like Electronic Arts over here. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Just
Ian, you need to remember, people at the other end of the internet are not people. That you can just do whatever you want to them.
If I didn't know that weren't true, it wouldn't, you know, hurt me in any way. But however, you know, as far as the details of the change, you know, if it hurt your gameplay, I'm sorry. I bet people were. As a matter of fact, I feel confident that there was a recent post by community outreach leader Ice9 that said, we hear you're upset. We're working to take steps to correct that. Thank you for your patience. That should be enough for everybody at the moment. If an inappropriate amount of time elapses and nothing occurs, then please proceed with your semi-outrage at probably, like, take it down from an 11 back down to, like, a 6. Also, it's the holidays. People are extra busy. So try to be a little extra patient. That is all.
So you got 5 minutes there.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. I really wanted to keep it under 3, but I was a little overly passionate and I apologize.
So I did, I had some trouble figuring out what the differences were between the feeder changes. And I don't have it in front of me who it was, but somebody on Reddit compiled like what all was in those charts and put it in like paragraph form. And my brain couldn't process it in paragraph form. So I made a chart so that I could easily see what the old and the new was. And I put that on the homepage if anybody else is interested. If you go to puzzlewarriors3.com, there's a link called MBQ feeder changes and you can click on that and it's a little chart and it details it out. If anybody sees a mistake in there, please let me know and I'll correct it, but I think it's fairly accurate. So overall, you get a little less ISO, you get a little less hero points, you get a little less command points from your 3-star and 4-star feeders, and you get shards instead of covers for a bunch of what you would have been getting covers for. Now, the reason that is an upgrade is because those shards, they took two, when you champion a 2-star, they took 2 covers away, but they gave you 600 shards, and that will give you 2 3-star covers for that character. So you didn't lose any covers, and those shards allow you to pick which color you're going to have. So they're really dynamic. So I think the thing that we're trying to fix is being able to not have useless covers. You get a cover and you're just like, whatever, I have to click save and just, it doesn't help me right now. I think this is a good step towards that. I understand people are upset about what they expected to receive and what they did receive. I'm not going to comment beyond what Ian said, but I think that the idea that I can now get the cover that I need, it's already helped me out significantly championing a couple 4-stars. So I I like the change. The rewards, like I said, I'm not going to comment anymore.
The only thing that slightly amused me is, you know, people are upset that this retroactive didn't work like old retroactives. And I just think of the stock market, you know, past performance does not indicate future performance. You know, yep, you made money last year. Doesn't mean you're going to make money this year.
Now, Ian, also, you would not have been affected by the disparity that people were talking about. It's really the people who have 4 stars that are beyond 300.
And that's why I didn't weigh in on any of that.
Right.
People are absolutely have every right to be disappointed and approach it from a constructive, you know, level in order to get the change that they're seeking.
That's pretty much all I had to say.
We need to get forward to making people really angry about something when we get to the next sitcom showdown.
Don't worry. I glanced over it before we started.
I have not looked at any of the matchups. So
I'm not sure what we're doing. Are we doing 8s and 9s?
I was going to do 3s and 14s. So we go.
I haven't looked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where we are? Should I switch over to that?
No.
Okay. Right now we're going to do the superheroes showdown.
Superheroes are going to battle.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? One thing, though, all these people, you could have real problems. You could be trying to appoint a new mayor.
Still.
We have real problems in this town. We have a completely powerless position that can literally be filled by appointment at any point in time by anyone who's a voter in this town. We have been talking about it for 4 months. We still haven't picked anybody. Monday, we're totally picking somebody on Monday, I hear. After we pull names out of a hat in order to get the voting order of whether or not they're going to pick them. It's infuriating. It's such a waste of time. It is politics at its worst. Okay, anyway. Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had Dr. Doom versus the Living Monolith. Ray, what was the votes?
Oh, that's a good question. I should probably bring up the comments on that. Let's see. We've got both have energy absorption and projection. Doom has the edge because he has magic on his side. At first, it'll be a stalemate, but Doom starts throwing magic into the mix and cripples the Living Monolith.
That's true.
Dr. Doom and the Living Monolith face off in the rectangle, which I can only assume is a WWE-style ring. The two eye each other warily before nodding gravely with a hint of recognition. They now know what they must do. In an uncharacteristic, gentlemanly way, Victor Von Doom holds the ropes and allows the Living Monolith to proceed ahead of him, hopping out of the ring. From beneath, they both pull out steel folding chairs and turn on Ian sitting in the front row. The vicious attack of the co-host of the podcast is too graphic to describe here, but well earned, as none of us now can even casually scroll past Hella on our rosters without having Streetcar Named Desire reference coming unbidden into our minds. Wow. Doom is declared the winner on a technicality as the Living Monolith left first.
Yeah, he gets counted out first. That makes sense.
Does the dreaded double count out?
No, well, he left the ring first, so they should have started at least 1 or 2 seconds ahead of Doom. That's a fair assessment. As far as my beating goes, it's probably well-deserved.
The only other story I got was Doom, after watching the defeat of Richards, arranges his energy absorption device to defeat the Living Monolith. He then turns it off and uses his scientific knowledge to open up a hole in reality and send the Living Monolith into limbo. He then brings the monolith back to give it a long monologue about how he can defeat anyone if he wishes to. Meanwhile, the Living Monolith got one vote from Grinch, so...
Yes!
I believe the winner this week is Doom.
All right. So this week, in the Hendecagon, we've got Amal Farouk versus Annihilus. Who wins?
I don't think Ray and I discussed who.
Yeah, we have no idea who's got who.
Oh, that's how you do a podcast, kids.
Somebody pick.
So, Annihilus,
all right.
If I remember correctly, isn't he a villain of the Hulk?
Got me.
Amongst that, he's isn't he the Lord of the Negative Zone?
Yes, he is the Lord of the Negative Zone.
Yeah.
I thought that was the internet forums.
Yes.
The Negative Zone.
Superhuman strength, speed, stamina, durability, agility, and reflexes. So physically, pretty up there. He can fly because
he can fly,
apparently
he can
has
fly.
Wings.
He can fly.
Fly 150 miles per hour in an Earth-like atmosphere. Interesting. He rebirths any time he is killed.
Well, however, that's hard to defeat.
Is it though? Because if he's forced to rebirth, isn't that a win for the other side?
I think so. Continue. Well, let me know when you've reached the end of your list.
I also have a cosmic control rod.
Ooh.
Yes.
That is worn at my throat for some reason, that has limitless applications.
Oh, limitless, huh?
He uses it to boost his own strength, fly through space, fire energy blast. Yeah, it's pretty, you know, pretty significant. Anything that has the word cosmic pretty much is.
Mm.
So there you go. He's pretty amazing, you know, physically.
Right. I was going to say, so unless the cosmic control rod can produce some sort of mental defense.
I've been looking for
it. I feel
like
the Shadow King is a winner.
I've definitely been looking for
it. I was waiting with bated breath to hear mental defense, and when I didn't, I took over Annihilus's mind and destroyed him from within.
But it's got limitless powers.
Well, I only have one power. I'm very limited.
I have one power. I really mess with your mind bad.
Right. It's a superpower, but I'm still only, like, the fifth best mind murgler in Marvel.
That's pretty
good.
Yeah,
so if I can get a hold of you, you're really, really bad off.
Right.
I don't know if 150 miles per hour flight is faster than your mind.
How far can you broadcast your fear?
Can I broadcast fear?
You can.
I have no idea. Oh, yeah, what? I can. Look at that.
Yeah, I feel like that would potentially debilitate my ability to use my mind-destroying powers.
I don't know how big is a Hendecagon. Can be really
not
big.
Very. A lot of sides, but I think you know, overall square footage is minimal. Well,
all right, everybody should vote. Who wins?
I agree.
Dr. Ray.
Mal Farouk versus Annihilus.
All right, let's move on to controversy now.
Okay.
Yes. Tell me again what numbers we're doing.
Three
so I can look
versus
ahead.
14. So in
I was still looking at the wrong thing. Man.
In the top left bracket, we have.
Yeah.
Oh my god, two shows that I have never seen. Modern Family versus Big Bang Theory.
All right.
Can anyone tell me about these shows?
Modern Family is pretty groundbreaking, but Big Bang Theory has a tremendous audience. Like, an amazingly tremendous audience.
Like, all I know is Modern Family's got that, like, Argentinian lady.
It does have
And I
her.
Know that Big Bang Theory has those horrible characters who are not funny, and it's supposed to be for nerds, and they're not funny. That's what I know.
I thoroughly disagree. I think they are funny. The only thing I don't like about
Darlene's boyfriend,
the Big Bang Theory, is the laugh track. It annoys me after a while.
I don't like it because I feel like that the old you should like it. It's for, you know, it's your type of humor. I feel like that's a smokescreen. Anybody who's watched the show more than once should, again, I don't know what it's gotten to at this point, but you know, at least in its beginning concept, it's a show about how our hero Penny has to struggle daily to deal with these unpredictable nerds. So they are not the focus of the show. They are like the antagonists of the show. They are plaguing the life of the beautiful normal person with their weird quirks and their love of Star Trek. And she's trying so hard to cope with this. But, you know, as usual, who's that? The doofus who plays the main character that isn't Sheldon?
Darlene's boyfriend?
Yeah, Darlene's boyfriend still proceeds in life with the fantasy that he is desirable. So he wins the day and gets the girls. And I'm like, ah, you fat doofus. No one likes you. Go back to being on Roseanne. I'm going to vote for Modern Family. I find that it wins a lot of Emmys and in many ways was a little bit groundbreaking.
I'll also vote for Modern Family.
And I think
Family.
It's a funny show.
All right. I was going to vote for Big Bang Theory because I've never seen anything funny of Modern Family. But again, that's probably my own issue because I don't watch it. I have never watched it.
It's got What's His Bucket from Married with Children.
Yeah. That guy's really good at judo and jujitsu. I can't think of his name
Is
right
he really?
Now. But he's excellent. He said other than the birth of his children, achieving his black belt in jujitsu was the greatest accomplishment of his life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I can't think of Al Bundy's real name at the moment, but I'll get there someday. He's a cool guy. He's funny. I think the Ty, someone or other, he plays the father.
Ed O'Neill.
In the show. Ed O'Neill is his real name, but the other guy, also very funny.
Right.
All right.
The show has come along.
All right, let's move down to the bottom left. We got Newhart versus Urkel.
That's It's not even close.
Right?
It's not even close.
Okay.
One of the shows was good, and the other show was Urkel.
Okay, I thought you were going to throw me a curveball there. I'm like, I'm going to get really upset if he's not voting for Newhart here.
No, that's easily the superior Newhart? Show.
The show called Newhart, Samurai. The one that's actually called Newhart. It's Bob. He owns a resort in Vermont.
Bed and breakfast of some, yeah.
And it's got Larry and Daryl and Daryl.
Their other brother, Daryl.
Oh, good show.
All right.
Great. Easy. All Newhart. Right. Next.
All right. Let's just go over to the bottom rate because it's easy for me to not have to scroll back up.
Okay.
We got the Wonder Years.
I got a stretch just in case.
All right.
Go ahead.
Wonder Years with Winnie Cooper versus Jack Tripper and Three's Company. That's a tough one.
I
like both those shows.
I think it is decisively the Wonder Years, in my opinion. I found that the Wonder Years, even though it was set in the 50s, was both hilarious and encapsulated so many components of my own teen years. I loved that show, and I watched every episode. Absolutely hysterical. Three's Company, meh, somewhat funny.
See, I really enjoy me some Three's Company.
I knew you would. That's why I had to stretch. Did you watch Wonder Years?
I did. Very much enjoyed Winnie Cooper.
Yeah. Fred Savage, also very good.
He was very good. He's a good actor.
There's an argument, an argument being made by Grinch that Wonder Years was a drama, while Three's Company was the actual sitcom, which, I mean, that would have been useful, you know, when we started.
Before we made the bracket.
Yeah. But
yeah.
So here's going to be my argument.
Yes, Wonder Years is more of a drama than Three's Company, yes.
Sure. My argument would be that Three's Company, once you've seen like three or four episodes, you've pretty much seen Three's Company. Like, it doesn't, the jokes differ slightly, but it's the same thing. Like, Wonder Years expands
episode, I mean, you've got, you know, one episode could have the Ropers, and one episode could have Mr. Furley, and one episode could have Chrissy, and one episode could have Christy's dumber cousin, whatever her name was.
That's a no-go for me, guys. It's a definite Wonder Years. And to the point of contention before, it would have been, I would have liked to hear that before. I don't know that but also I look right above that and I see Scrubs, and I feel like Wonder Years is, Scrubs is no more a drama than Wonder Years is. I feel like they're equal parts, you know, I feel like they're both 80-20 comedy drama. Wonder Years might be more 70-30, but still,
yeah,
funny show.
All right, to make the contrary, I'm going to vote for Three's Company just because I like old shows.
Sweet. Wonder Years it is. All right. Let's go to another likely blowout.
The top right bracket. Oh, God, it better be. We have 2.5 Men with its dumb freaking theme song.
Not that you're biased.
Versus one of the great colossal giants of comedy of all time. I Love Lucy.
Now, I will say, before we allow this to just get swept under the rug, that I think Charlie Sheen is hilarious. I think I Love Lucy is moving forward and probably will continue to move forward on historical value and name recognition alone, because almost no elements of that show hold up and it wasn't funny in any way.
Oh, I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy.
But that being said, I would definitely vote for I Love Lucy.
My take is nearly identical to what Ian just said. I do vote for I Love Lucy, but the comedy, I mean, it's just, I could watch a dozen episodes and, you know, chuckle a couple times. It's just, but because of the groundbreaking comedy of its time, like it spawned so much of what we have in comedy now.
Right. Absolutely. It deserves respect for what it achieved.
Right. Exactly.
All right, then there you go.
Great. Resolved.
All right, that's the championship bracket for this week. We'll see what more mayhem we can bring up next week. Are we doing a show next week? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I guess it's a good time to mention that we will not be doing a show Christmas week. That week is, I blame the calendar for putting Christmas on a Wednesday. It's all havoc. So,
right.
We're giving it a miss.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
You would. That thing will chop your limb off like butter.
That's
like
true.
Butter. It will absolutely cut through you like you're nothing. That's a terrible Christmas present.
And then infect you with some of those crazy bacteria that live in hippopotamus' mouth.
the claim of that girl's mother that it will eat you and her defense of they're vegetarians, it will still eat you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it may spit you out, but it will bite you in two.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, don't go near hippos. They don't like it. Very mean.
Yeah.
All right.
Killing machines.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Quite a bit. So this, I thought I had to mention, and I completely forgot about it, while we were talking about the changes, but there was a comment that said, now that we are getting feeder shards, I have a lot of toons. I don't agree with that.
Yeah. I don't like that term.
Yeah. That term is for, but anyway, I have a lot of characters with 55, 100, 200 shards, but no way to see them without clicking on each and every character. Is there a way we could get the shard progress on each character from the roster screen, so you could pull up your roster and see how many shards they were, like, on the front of the covers, and make selecting your favorites much easier to capitalize on the existing shards? I really want to do a plus one on that comment. It would be very nice. Odie111 said, long-time listener, first-time commenter. This show is one of the highlights of my week. I usually listen while driving and forget to comment my thoughts on episodes. Today, however, my boy, Mario Lopez, was mistreated, so I had to pull off the highway to make this comment.
Wow!
Pet Star on Animal Planet was pure gold and had no mention in the episode. That is all. Thank you for your time, and keep up the good work.
I feel like the only time I've ever watched anything on Animal Planet, it was, you know, something with the Irvins.
The Irwins?
Yeah. Doesn't Bindi have a show now?
She does.
Yeah.
They all have shows. They all can have as many shows as they want. Okay. That show was good. I didn't know that there was a Mario Lopez Animal Planet show, or else. Yeah, I bet he does deserve credit for that.
Yeah, I had no
idea. I'm sure his radio show is perfectly fine, too. I like that he includes his wife. Good for him.
Who's that?
Mario Lopez.
No, who's
his wife? Includes his wife on his radio. I don't know.
Oh, she's just a somebody?
Mrs. Lopez. Oh,
they say her name. I don't know. Yeah, okay. Exactly. She's not an actress I'm aware of.
Hey, I just didn't know if she was also someone famous.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
She is now.
yeah. She's got her own radio show with her husband.
If you want to call this a radio show, so do we. We're not famous.
Next comment, Glacier Shaman said, out of curiosity, how does one do a podcast in 220 episodes, no less, about an app game? There are the episodes like 35 seconds long each? I'm guessing they talk about comics more than the game itself.
Nope. So not entirely true.
Definitely not.
It's probably about 50% game and 50% filler. Maybe not quite that much filler.
I thought it was like 20% song.
No, you've went way dropped off. Although I do like the idea of a glacial shaman. I wonder if he blessed that water for Bobby Boucher so that it stayed cold.
You know, you can pick Arctic Shaman in D&D, so you could be a Glacial Shaman. I guess you'd be a Glacial Druid. Close enough.
I would assume that this show is probably... Yeah, and, well, 30-70 sounds low. I feel like that first bit where Craig says a bunch of bullsette and then colors, that's all game.
News is all about the game, generally.
Boosted characters is mostly game. Opening tokens is technically game. I'll say 64, 60 game, 40 filler, 50-50.
All right,
let's move on.
My next commenter, Perandiak, who missed a couple episodes, comments, but back on the previous episode, 219, he says, I haven't been watching X-Men because I've been doing a Star Trek binge, almost done with DS9, and then on to Voyager. Man, you could just stop at
just
DS9.
Just stop at DS9, man. that show is solid gold. End it there.
If you need any motivation. I feel like that didn't help at all.
Episode 220, he says that gossip was the clue for Beta Ray Bill, since Scuttlebutt, the name of his ship, is a naval term for gossip.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well played.
There you go. He says, I was waiting for the Drew Carey outrage from Allman. The tears are delicious.
Wow. That sounds like something like, what's his name? Sprockets would say, you know, the hobo cried and my tears were delicious.
Oh, Dieter.
Dieter, that was his name.
He also had a couple local news for us. KFC is opening up after being missing for 8 years. It's been 8 years.
Okay, wait. No one was missing it. Except for...
I wouldn't say we've been missing it, Bob.
Except for the lunatics. One of my employees, God knows why, sat in line for 40 minutes to get into the drive-thru. Not that he wasn't in the drive, he was in the on the street waiting to get into the drive-thru lane. Ugh. What's wrong
yeah,
with
I don't
you
get
people?
That. Now, see, I did miss it. I like KFC. It does cause intestinal awareness more often than not. But, Piraniac also says, apparently this is huge because a lot of people don't like Chick-fil-A. That is partially true. I like Chick-fil-A, but I will not eat there. It's a different situation.
I really couldn't agree with you more. All the things you just said were 100% my takeaway. I haven't eaten KFC in a very long time because the most recent event in my life that involved me soiling myself was because I had eaten too much KFC.
Now, if they open up a Popeyes in town, Ray and I will go and get in line.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. I will drive down to meet you for opening day.
Because I love me some Popeyes.
And you're right. Chick-fil-A, two thumbs up. Chick-fil-A, behind the scenes at Chick-fil-A, I'm less supportive of that. So I will forego both chicken places until Popeyes opens up.
There you go.
Popeyes. So good.
Local news number two, people are losing their minds over the closing of one block of Allen for 7 weeks next summer for pedestrian plaza. Apparently, businesses on that block are okay with it, but there are lots of residents who choose not to read the articles and flip out on Facebook about the logistical setup.
People don't just go crazy online without thinking things through. That's not true.
Parts of that are true. There are a few businesses that are upset about deliveries, but...
Yeah, there you go. That's not true. There are a couple businesses that are upset.
Yeah, but it's been mostly positive. That vote is also coming up on Monday night to see if we're going to do that or not.
After that first, then mayor.
Yes, I believe that is the order. I haven't looked at the agenda, but I think it is that first, then the mayor. We have a lot going on Monday. It's going to be, I have a feeling I'm going to be at work until 10:30 or 11 o'clock at least on Monday.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I feel progress. Like I will be at work until at least 5:01.
And finally, D-Wing had a wall of text. He says, nobody yells at Ray. Sometimes people yell at Ian, and people have learned that yelling at Craig accomplishes nothing.
that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
He also says, doom. Makes me laugh every single time. I'm glad. fun fact, thanks to this podcast, I can hear about Beta Ray Bill without, or I cannot hear about Beta Ray Bill without thinking of boiled goat skulls.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a horse.
It's a goat.
Should Beta Ray Bill be called Tom Brady since he's the goat?
Oh. Boy, I could get behind that.
I don't know what that means, but I'm okay with that.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
As a football watcher and a Tom Brady hater
and a
Beta Ray Bill hater,
can we call him Brady Ray Bill?
Ooh.
I think you've won me over.
I could be behind that, too.
That's it. Put it on the board.
You can put Brady it on the Ray board. Bill it is. Yes.
He also said about the sitcoms, he asked no Leonardo DiCaprio points for Growing Pains. No, he wasn't good on that. He was annoying. And wow, after years of being content to simply abuse Craig, Ian finally totally broke him by turning his back on Small Wonder. And... Yeah. Well, two more things. Next to last, leave it to Ian to have the dopest food-based event calendar imaginable. And let me be clear, I need the answers about the Cookie Monster team-up time clip during the intro.
What?
Well, if you didn't listen to the last week's episode.
I've not made time for it yet.
You gave me an intro, and then Cookie Monster gave me an intro.
Nice.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I can't wait. I'll go back just for that.
I have no answers for you. that is it. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Holy smokes, it's 9:55.
All right,
so once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
To pump.
You up.
That was on me. I was way out of sync. You panicked me at how late it was, and I was like, what's happening? 3 stars. Boosted. Blade. That guy's cool.
Yeah, he is.
Extra damage with his black. Extra damage with his strike tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also extra damage with his attack tiles. If you enjoy his purple, which I do. Who else is... Oh, the old Dream Warrior. So you'll get extra damage out of his chemical... something. The blue one. That eats up strike tiles and does direct, you know, damage to whoever you're targeting. One of my favorite 3 stars, Dr. Octopus. If you are lucky enough to grab some special tiles when you do his blue board shuffle, the amount of damage that those do from being shuffled should be increased, making him even more potent than he already is. Plus his attack tiles will come out stronger. Plus his damage from his green better, not just stun. Rocket and Groot, they do too much healing. They'll do way too much healing. Take advantage of that. And Vision, his blue AoE damage, if activated in the appropriate sequence, should be increased.
Isn't it red?
What?
It's red.
No, it's not. You have to activate his blue for heavy density and then,
but the red's
then
what it,
fire the...
Yeah, the red's the actual attack, though.
Right. It's always the red, but the blue makes it AoE.
It's always Moose and Squirrel.
It is. Oh, fearless lead. Let's see what the 4 stars are up to these days. Yeah, absolutely. They recently reworked at least his red and green powers of the Ghost Rider. So you get a little damage out of his green that's going to see a boost, and his attack tiles. And his Hellfire does damage too, so you'll see that. And that also spits out some attack tiles that'll be improved. His other one is a percentage. You should see no change there. Recently reworked Invisible Woman. Sue, I kept my maiden name Storm. Don't call me Richards. Her green seems to do a lot of damage. Should do a lot of damage plus a lot of damage. Those protect tiles when you go invisible. Boosted. Ah! The always confusing, always mysterious Mysterio.
Yuck.
Was just in a crash. His abilities are boosted. No one knows what they are or what they do. But I assure you that the damage dealing ones, which are apparently purple and blue, will deal extra damage. And the health giving ones, which is yellow, will give extra health. One of the old, recently reworked 5 stars, or 4 stars, I'm sorry, Nick Fury, Director O'Shield. His blue trap tiles, they're going to do a lot more damage, especially if they all go off at once. That's helpful. The little bit of damage you get from escape plan will be improved. I feel like one of the Avengers, if not a couple of the Avengers, do boost. Like, one does damage, some make protect tiles. You'll see good stuff. Use Nick Fury. He's not that good, but he's boosted. And Falcon America, Captain Falcon, he is boosted, which means that his... red, when you have collected enough red 6 months in the future, if he is still boosted, you can activate that ability and you'll do a ton of damage for every protect tile that is on the board, and they will all be boosted because...
What is that person in the graphic?
That is Falco singing Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh! Very good! I like Rocky Amadeus. Or Rock Me Apple Danish as Apple Danish, Apple Danish.
That is new to me. I did not know that. Let's see what, Samurai says about these boosted characters. He recommends 3-star Blade combined with 3-star Dr. Octopus and Patch. Patch isn't on this list. Shenanigans. Why can't we just use...
You just want to use boosted?
Deacon, or Dokken. Only boosted. No, that's fine. So these three, Patch and the Blade, put out all those strike tiles. Doc Ock turns enemy strike tiles into friendly attack tiles. And, for the amount of attack tiles that are on the... Or no, the amount of strike tiles on the board pump up the damage that Blade makes with his attack tiles. There's a lot of tiles, a lot of damage. Pair those guys up. See what you can do. That's what Samurai says. Listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week.
Brought to you by?
Thanks.
Mystify.
All right, moving on. Let's go over.
Sorry,
to,
I did an unnecessary Mysterio pose when I say Mystify, and then I look at myself and I'm like, you're not on video. Stop doing that. Just sit quietly. That's why your chair squeaks.
Uh-huh. Let's go over to a team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
T is for team up time. That good enough for Ray.
All right. This is not a copy of one I've done before. I just want to make that clear.
No one remembers what you've done before.
this team up is a group. There was a suggestion from a listener. They're going to suggest 3-star Cap, 4-star Star-Lord, and 4-star Carol. Now, the whole reason for this is it's a good team for people who are transitioning into 4-stars, but they don't have all the new ones playable. So if you've got 4-star Star-Lord and Carol, you can make use of this with 3-star Cap. So with Star-Lord at 5/5/3, whenever you use Carol's yellow to return a timer tile, you net AP, either red or blue, whatever you're recovering. And it also gives, it enables timer tiles to go off, which means that Carol's bolstering of strike tiles goes off pretty quickly. So you've got 3-star Cap throwing out those red and blue countdown tiles, Carol recycling them whenever you can. You've also got Star-Lord throwing out, I forget what the power is called, but his power that throws out like one-turn countdown tiles whenever you fire powers. So you're going to have a ton of countdowns out there. Carol's strike tiles are going to go through the roof. Another thing you can, instead of Star-Lord, is throw in Agent Coulson. However, Carol and Coulson, we've covered that team before, so I'm not really going to get into that. It's, again, it's countdown heavy. It's a group that really is good in things like Enemy of the State, where you've got a whole bunch of wave fights. One comment with this as well is if you get there, you can also put Hammer Cap in to replace 3-star Cap, because, you know, that'll just make it, one, a full 4-star team, and I don't know, nearly invincible. Hammer Cap is just amazing. Not quite as amazing as when he's with Hawkeye, but still, it'll work really well in this team. So you want 3-star Cap at a 3/5/5 because nobody cares about his yellow. You want Star-Lord at a 5/3/5 and Carol at the 5/5/3. So if you want to give it a whirl, there you go. And if you want to look at any of the old ones, because you can't remember them, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the synergy segment link, and it'll take you to a document that shows you all of the teams that I have talked about so far. So that's it. Thanks. I never remember. Unify.
So let me tell you quickly what my favorite part of that was. So when you were speaking, there was an unexpected, like, full 2-second pause when you were telling us about the team, and I was so curious and excited because what you said was, yeah, this is a great team for players who are transitioning, and I was like, to 4-star, and I was like, players who are transitioning? Why? They're already living their best life. I mean, they're so brave, and then you were like, oh, to 4-star. I was like, if someone actually submitted, this is a great team for players who are transitioning, I'm like, that's awesome. I don't know how that's true, but that's awesome, and I support it.
All right, then.
All right, here comes Swirly. Oh, no, you got to introduce this, Craig. Go ahead.
Did we thank Unify?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's go open up some legendary tokens brought to you by the OG, this guy.
This guy. Head Spiral. 4-star. Drax the Destroyer, Slice and Dice. All right.
I'm curious where your Drax is.
He is now at a 2/2/4.
Ah, okay. All right, I've got 3. Am I going?
I also got 3, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. My first one is a 4-star. Endgame, Thanos.
Mm.
My second one, man, 4-star. Ooh, that got me a Domino. X-Force Domino.
Oh, Domino.
And finally, another 4-star. Executive Decision, Carol.
There you go. You need all those Carols.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. I got a 2099 Spider-Man. That's nice. I need more of that. A Spider-Gwen. Apparently, maybe it's going to be all Spider-themed here.
I hope so.
And it's a 5-star. Carnage. It is all Spider-themed. Look at that. Holy smokes. Good times.
Yeah, I feel like you've been...
That's my first Carnage.
Ooh.
I will spend 1,000 hero points.
Very nice. As to who I'm trying to get, I would have to hope that Iceman is still in the latest Legends, and that is who I'm trying to get. I mean, Professor X would be excellent as well. But I would really like more Iceman. So the one thing that did happen here, though, that Carol cover that I got me 250 shards for 5-star Carol, which actually puts her at 500 shards.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So I could get me a Carol cover. Now, the question is, though, I have her at a 320, so it's going to be a while before, you know, I can do anything with that. Should I go ahead and put it in the yellow, or should I hold off and wait and see what kind of covers I get and use it to fill in?
It depends, I suppose, if you're going to use her or not.
Well, I'm really not planning on using her. She's at a 320.
I would just wait.
Yeah, that's where I'm leaving.
They don't expire, so it's all good.
Exactly. All right.
Great. Thanks as always, this guy.
Yeah. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, it's the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We have aligned ourselves with a variety of other podcasting teams that put out a bunch of great shows, wrestling themed or not. If you would like to hear more of Ray or I, there's a fair chance you'll find us on one of the shows. And if you dig through the archives, you can find the one show that accidentally let Craig do a guest spot one time.
It's true.
So, and if you'd like to find the archive of all the past, current, and future shows, probably not future
not
shows.
Wait
but,
for it.
Yeah. Soon to be named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network. The Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Hey, something I forgot to bring up in news. We lost, you know, two people in the entertainment industry here recently. So the original Dr. or Father Mulcahy from the MASH movie.
Yeah, Odo.
Who then went on to star in DS9. Rene, insert French name that I can never pronounce correctly. Abidjan? I don't remember how you pronounce his name. Anyway, he passed on. And the lead singer of Roxette. I was sad to hear that she passed on.
Mm.
I enjoyed the joyride.
They had the look.
They did have the look.
No.
That's right. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Apparently also Big Bird. You forgot Big Bird.
Oh, yeah. Big Bird. There you go.
Mm.
What? Isn't he immortal?
Well, I suppose. The original
the guy,
Big Bird.
The original guy in the suit.
Oh, all right.
That's it.
All right.
PW3 in memoriam included.
I don't know why we want to end on a sad note, but there you go.
Thanks for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Send your comments about who wins in the showdown. Also, any comments or suggestions. Go to our Amazon banner, do up your Christmas shopping, or go to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy your children some very confusing gifts. I think that's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, one's a baron and one's a god. What crazy hijinks will they get up to next? Good night, everybody.
bye, friends.
Good night. Always leave them laughing, said no one on this podcast.